broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and V, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and V.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Anything going on this week, Fee?
I don't know anything. You?
I ain't got nothing going on. You got anything this week?
Reds are playing today, weren't they?
Reds won 12-7.
Yep.
So back in ninth inning.
That's it. That's the end of Sports Talk. We're done.
Yep.
A lure.
Reds scored six
next
runs.
Year.
Six runs in the
ninth inning. Yeah.
All right.
Somebody hit a two-run homer. Oh, Steer.
I knew they were down one going in.
And India hit a grand slam.
Awesome.
Game time.
Happy.
That's a pretty good ending.
Got a little roll going there.
Too bad.
Mini roll.
Not bad. Not too bad.
Somebody else got a mini roll going.
Somebody else is on a roll, Fee.
Yeah, pretty good roll.
How about our Fort Recovery Indians? The Fort Recovery Indians are headed to state.
State, baby.
And we couldn't
be.
We knew.
From day one, didn't we?
Yeah, yep. From day one,
we knew this team was going to state.
You know, it is incredible.
Yeah, the turnaround that this team. We had our hotels in September.
Oh, yes, yeah. we had them all booked up.
We booked them a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just been an unbelievable ride. And from here on out, it's icing on the cake. You don't tell the kids that.
No.
Because
we got a job to do. We got a job to do.
That's just our scores, if you want to look at them.
We got to win two more games.
That's exactly right. We got to win two more games.
Let's win the first one.
And we got a great show tonight. First of all, we're going to talk to Hal McCoy here in a couple minutes. I talked to Hal this week, and mm-hmm. and he is actually covering our game.
He's covering
for Press Pro.
All right.
So,
I have a question.
Yes.
How does a yo-yo like you get to talk to Hal McCoy, whatever you call it?
That makes sense.
He loves you guys.
I don't get it either. I don't understand it. That guy must be bored.
Part of it was not just us, but the town decided that he is...
He found love in Fort Recovery when he came and did his presentation
on his books, and he sold more books than anybody else. So it's our fans that
it's just like, you know, I think the old school, and most people get it.
Yeah.
There's just nothing like this area. I'm not talking about Fort Recovery. I'm talking about Mercer County.
I'm talking about this area.
We just got good people.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep.
I
mean, we're good people.
I guarantee you. Everybody's following us. Everybody's rooting for us.
That's right.
You
know?
Except Rushi, maybe.
Probably not Rushi.
Well,
they'd like to play us again.
They'd love to play us in the finals. That's exactly right.
They beat us 15 to nothing.
Especially after they got done playing a 22-inning game.
They beat us 14-1 and 4-3 or 4-something
like that.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Hal McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk Indians baseball with Hal McCoy.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk Reds baseball with Hal. And then at 8:30, we got the kids coming up. We got some kids coming up. We're gonna pick their brains a little bit about this last weekend.
Yep.
The
good experience.
The celebration.
How cool was that?
Yep. And then we're gonna focus on this weekend. So we're gonna be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Do you have a graduation party you're planning for, or a weekend get-together? Let Wayne IGA be your party headquarters. Of course, they have all the drinks you want, pop, beer, wine, Powerade, plus all the snacks. But don't forget that you can also get their great fried chicken, everybody's favorite. And the barbecue pork, cream chicken, and beef make for quick and easy sandwiches. Don't forget to call ahead at 375-2865 to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. They'll make your party preparations easier. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
What an incredible episode of the podcast we have in store. And especially on an election year, this is going to be very insightful.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
I just want to start by saying an incredible event is happening in Fort Recovery, Ohio, during the world-famous Harvest Jubilee.
Oh, yes, the second year of the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament. I heard last year went so great, they're doing it again.
Dodgeball tournament?
Yes. It's incredibly embarrassing you aren't aware. It's the 18-plus dodgeball tournament happening Saturday, June 15th. Get your team of 6 to 8 and sign up at fortrecoveryjubilee.com/dodgeball.
There will even be a youth tournament the Friday before. More information on that and other updates will be posted on the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament Facebook event page.
So go follow that.
You guys didn't just come here to promote a dodgeball tournament in Ohio, did you?
Yes.
Correctamundo.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Neil, behind the board. We are joined by the Hall of Famer, Mr. Hal McCoy. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I just finished writing my red story and lit up a victory cigar, and now I'm ready to talk to you fine gentlemen.
Perfect. Oh, that's
you
awesome.
You can't beat that.
Hey, it's Wednesday night.
We're fired up about baseball this way, and you're going to be covering the Indians this weekend at Akron. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I've been covering the state tournament in Akron for the last three or four years and covered a couple of times when it was in Columbus. And yep. Knowing you guys and knowing that Fort Recovery is going to be there, and I'll be covering that game, I'm fired up. I'm anxious to see them play.
Yeah, you're gonna like us. We're kind of fun to watch.
You
good.
And you also get to follow a very solid Rushi team, and a lot of connections with you and the North West Ohio and West Central Ohio, and it's just going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, Rushi's there for the third straight year, and I'm looking forward to be covering that game, too. I'll be busy because you guys play back-to-back games.
But, yeah.
It'll be fun. I really enjoyed it. It's back to grassroots baseball, covering a bunch of kids who just enjoy playing the game, and it's a great change from covering the pro athletes.
Mm-hmm. You know, this year, the Indians, we had our expectations where we was going to have a solid baseball team. We had a couple good arms. We had some young kids that could swing the bat. We got off to a bad start. We lost our number two pitcher, and we just kind of win-loss, and
stayed right
and couldn't get it going. And then all of a sudden, Hal, and you've seen it a million times, things started clicking at the right time.
Yeah, it's all about timing, and I was kind of following you guys over the years because I talked to you before the season started, and you guys were fired up about the season, and I saw it was kind of up and down, and then I was very happy to see that you got it together and are making the state tournament.
Yep. How, by chance, did you happen to see the play that we had in our district final?
Yes, I did. I saw that it's been on
national TV. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
That's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
You know,
in 51 years of covering baseball, that's a first. I've never seen that happen.
The old eight unassisted.
Eight unassisted at the plate.
I like to have that in my scorebook.
Yeah.
That's something that never, ever been put in my scorebook.
No. Yeah. Not too many scorebooks.
We put a question mark in our scorebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know what the hell to do. It was just crazy. But, man, we got the giggles out of it.
You should have. That kid was heads up, that's for sure.
Absolutely he was.
You know, both of them was. The kid running, the greasy kid from Fort Carey, and then the center. center fielder from Marion just said, well, let's see who's faster.
Let's run it out. Yeah. See what's going to happen.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it looked like a track meet.
Yeah, yes, that's right. This is our first experience at Akron. Now, in 2015 and 16, we played Newark Catholic at Huntington Park, a beautiful facility.
Great facility.
The people I talked to say that this Akron is just a great place to watch a baseball game.
Absolutely a great place. So you're going to really enjoy it. You're right about Huntington Park, but I like Akron better. It's even better to see games in, and it's a fantastic newer ballpark, and you're going to enjoy it. I love the place.
Awesome. Good to hear.
You know, we've been blessed, Hal, that when you look at the bracket that we were in, our path, we peaked at the right time, and the right teams got upset. And as the tournament went on, we got the confidence going. We played Montpelier. We played Parkway, Marion, Montpelier, and then Lipsick. And, you know, it's probably about in that as far as each team, that they got better. But we kept getting better, and we started swinging the bats, and we scored double-digit runs the last three games, and peaking at the right time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And I checked out the team that you're playing, and I see no reason why you guys can't beat them.
That's kind of what we're thinking, too. It's going to be a toss-up.
Yeah, they're similar to us.
Good game.
Yeah. So we're excited. We're going to head out of here Saturday morning. We're going to get there Saturday. We're talking about maybe playing golf on the way up somewhere and then getting into our hotel and just making it. It's going to be a great weekend for us. And the important thing is everybody has drive safe going up there. A lot of kids. Yep. And you just worry about that kind of stuff, especially as you get older. Yeah. You know,
where are you staying in Akron?
We are at the Hampton.
Hampton Inn.
Where are you guys at?
I'm not sure. Wherever Roosie stays. We stayed at the same hotel that Roosie stayed. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, Hampton Fairfield, I think, is where we are on the west side there, I think.
Okay. We're on the west side, too, so...
Well, if we get a chance, we'll buy lunch. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Good.
And there's a Bob Evans not very far from there. I scouted that out.
Perfect.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yep. Hal, let's turn our attention to the Cincinnati Reds. And you said you just got done writing a story. There's probably a lot of stories that you enjoy writing, and a lot of them you're typing. You're probably pressing the keys a little harder because you're pissed. But today was a fun one.
Good day today.
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier in the season, I was wearing out the L key on my laptop for losses. Now I'm starting to wear out the W, and that's a lot better. And
much
today's
better.
Game was unbelievable. Just down 7-6 and down to their last out, and Spencer Steer hits a home run to put them ahead, and then Jonathan India hits a grand slam. And looks like the Rally Reds are back. You know, they went 5-1 on the road trip. And the thing of it is, you know, they're playing the Cubs and the Rockies, two teams that are not doing well. But those are the teams you have to beat if you're going to do well. And
absolutely.
National League Central is up for grabs if somebody can slow down Milwaukee.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the National League as a whole, you have a very good Philadelphia club, a very good Dodger club, an Atlanta team that just lost their best player, and the Milwaukee Brewers. And other than that, I don't want to sit here, but we can compete with the rest of those teams.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, Atlanta lost their best starting pitcher and their best player, so they're probably going to be knocked down a little bit. But, yeah, Philadelphia's great. Dodgers are great. Everybody else is pretty much equal, and if somebody gets on a roll, like the Reds get on a roll. I mean, they're in last place, but they're only like three games out of second. So, if they can get up into second place, then maybe they can challenge the Brewers.
I'll tell you what, the Fort Garry Indians proved that. I mean, if you get hot at the right time, who knows? You just got to get in that tournament.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And anything can happen in a tournament.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right on the button there. You've been following we talked before the season about the Reds pitching staff, and Nick Lodolo gets healthy, and Hunter Green, you know, that's. You kind of, and I love Abbott, and you know, that's three solid starters.
Good starters.
I don't know if we can, get some. Ashcraft was okay today, rough start, but he battled.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that with a young pitching staff, I would venture to say that staff is about as good as anybody in the National League. You know, the first four, that's pretty solid pitching.
We had nothing.
Learning, like, okay, Hunter Green keeps getting better every time out, Dolo is absolutely awesome. And I agree with you. I like Abbott, too. I think he's put it together.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us morons up here.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll hook up in Akron and maybe get a few of your comments from you during the game
and
go Reds and go Indians.
You're right. I'm both parts, and I look forward to seeing you over the weekend.
Sounds good, Hal McCoy.
Thanks, Hal.
Thanks for taking the time, and we'll see you this weekend.
See you Saturday.
Okay. All right, that's the Hall of Famer, Mr. Hal McCoy, talking Reds, talking Indians. And we got some kids showed up here that are...
We got a few Indians rolling in.
Celebrities.
Yeah, right now, rock stars.
Rock stars.
I like to call them rock stars right now.
Yeah. Boys, how's it going?
Good.
Kind of awesome. Living the dream.
Living the dream, baby.
Tell you what we're going to do. We are going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk Indian baseball with these lunatics. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball Tournament is coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th at the Wendelene Sports Club. On Friday night, the festivities begin at 6 with jumpy houses, then at 7, it'll be Cosmic Bingo and the Sawyer 500 NASCAR treadmill races. Krispy Kreme donuts will be available to purchase all evening, and DJ Russell Bergman will start playing his party music at 8 o'clock. At dusk, they'll be sending lanterns to our family and friends in heaven, and lanterns will also be available for you to decorate and send messages too. On Saturday, Krispy Kreme donuts will be available again, and Sawyer's grandma, Sandy Overman, will sing the national anthem scheduled for 9:45 a.m. Then the Wiffle Ball Tournament will start at 10. All ages are welcome to play, so get your team signed up now. Go to their social media pages for details. There will be food trucks all day, the jumpy houses will be around again all day, and you can check out the live, silent, and bucket auction items all day, with the live auction beginning at 8. There will also be a horseshoe tournament, face painting, and lots more fun, and Maura and the boys will be playing from 9 to midnight. It'll be a huge weekend with lots of activities for all ages. Don't miss this great event, raising money for the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park, coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th at Wendelene Sports Club.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
On?
Yep.
We're on.
Yep.
We are blessed.
Yes.
We got a pile of folks.
What is on your chin? What happened?
It grew.
Huh?
I told.
Can't shave it now. You got to go. Yeah. We got to go.
I haven't touched this, so.
We're undefeated with your goatee?
Yeah, I still haven't got touched.
There we go.
Lose or win, so.
You're cool, too. Who else? Everybody got Amish. We're on the Fort Recovery Amish. We all got full beards.
That's Berlin Highland.
We're Berlin Highland.
We'll fight them.
We are joined here. Caden Greasy, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Mason Diller. We got the whole team in here, and we're just going to kind of talk about the week that was.
Not bad. Not bad week.
We'll talk a little bit about the regional final and your whole weekend.
It was awesome. It was awesome to be there and compete with all the boys.
You had one of your better games. You've had many.
Yeah.
But you was tremendous on the mound.
Hit the crap out of
the ball. Hit the absolute lasers. Got to be feeling good about yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
How about your arm? How's your arm feeling?
Feeling good?
Give him a little something.
Well, I didn't want to go first.
No, you're doing good.
I'm feeling good. My arm's still looking good. I'm healthy.
How's practice this week? Not too bad?
Yeah, it's been going good.
Good?
Yeah.
You got many newspapers and stuff there doing anything, articles on you guys or anything?
Practice, what was that, Tuesday, I think. There were a couple of reporters that came. Yeah.
That's always kind of cool.
You had a good interview on 44 after the game.
What was that?
You had a good interview.
Oh.
Did you see good? That? Yeah. Oh. Hell yeah. I thought you was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Weren't too bad on ESPN either.
And CBS Sports.
I don't know. That was
awesome.
That was crazy.
Huh?
That was crazy.
You should get some money for that.
That's what I'm saying.
I think so, too.
I'd say you copyright that dude and somehow.
You might win an Emmy.
And you share it with all of us.
I'd say get a lawyer and an agent, and college is paid for.
Sounds like a plan.
And hell yeah.
Maybe your first house.
There you go.
You know, that was a crazy play. Let's talk about that a little bit. So you are, who's first base coach? Benny, right?
Yep,
Ben.
So he says go. Can you explain when you went to second? Yours like what?
You turned.
To be honest, I was just looking at the ball and I saw no one at second. I didn't even hear first base coach. I just went on instinct.
Absolutely.
Then you get to second.
Third.
Nobody standing there?
Yeah,
third baseman running right at you. Yeah. You got to be thinking, seriously? Okay, see ya.
Get to third. Catcher's coming at me, so I'm like, may as well go for it all.
Why not?
Yeah.
Was you out?
Yeah.
Was you out?
Yeah, I was out. He got me on the back, yeah.
Did he?
That kid was fast.
Mm.
He closed ground for
Well, he was resting out there in outfield while he was running around the bases.
So at the time, did you think, that's a crazy play? Or are you thinking, did you have any idea the fanfare that would come about?
No. I think it was WSN that posted, and I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And then it just blew up.
Crazy.
The Sports Center was the best one.
Wake up the next morning, it's on Sports Center.
They're breaking it down. It was just funnier.
It was neater.
Let's see what. Why is this guy standing over there? This guy's standing right beside him. Another guy's out there.
Marion got a lot of crap for that.
Oh, they just
That's great.
Well, the thing that was really awesome was 1,000 people there, and everybody stood up and applauded because it was just
neat play.
We know we'll never see anything like that again.
So, if it's 2-1 Indians, do you stop?
Oh, yeah.
I told everybody, I guarantee you he'd have stopped.
Hey, close game, I'm sitting on third.
I said, I guarantee
you. We're gone.
When you went around third and that catcher's coming at you, you got to be thinking, I got to go.
Yeah.
How about you? How's things going? Good? You fired up?
Swing the microphone over there so we can hear you.
You're hitting the ball well right now, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
But it's just more of just trying to stay in the game, keep everybody hyped up. Dragging the pitcher's head, that's mainly what's been the goal for our
You guys
team.
Done a great job on the bases.
Yes.
I think when you get on, you get to second base and stuff, and you've been playing with that pitcher's head, then it's pretty cool. I mean, it's you can tell it's disrupting them.
Yeah, just get a little jumpy on the bases.
Yep.
Try to make them make a mistake, take advantage of it.
Never know.
Yeah.
So what's this week been like? I mean, are you guys like practice and going on your own merry ways, or what are you doing?
Same as normal.
There's everything the same. Working and
doing pretty much just been the same routine. We ain't taking it any different. We're approaching it as a state game, but we ain't approaching it any different than any other game we played all year.
That's right. Well, boys, good luck.
Well, playing in the NAC, you guys have already played some of the toughest competition in the state anyway. So who's better than who we've already played?
Yeah.
That's right.
Bring them all.
That's right. Thanks for stopping up, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
So you sending them all home?
No.
Oh, you're
next two. Thank you for stopping up.
Okay. Hey,
Spanky and Reese.
Oh, sophomores.
How's it going, boys?
I'm going to say have more.
Put the headset on, Spank.
Huh?
We have to put the headset on.
Happy birthday.
You don't have to, but it's easier to hear.
What are we doing on our birthday, Annie?
Just baseball practice.
Yeah, that's right.
Good one out.
Good idea.
One out.
Did you jack one today?
Yeah.
Did you?
All right.
Has anybody hit one out?
Yeah. Who's pitching?
Troy.
Who's Troy?
One of the seniors are pitching.
Hung a
change up. Troy, hit the changer?
Who's 0-2 Cali hung a change
up? Okay, baby.
Hung a change up.
Reese's thanks.
Wind was blowing hard out.
Yeah, no doubt. Wind aided.
I would say, too, if I give up a home run.
Teams fly balling after this weekend.
Yeah. How big is the park, Big?
400
dead
center.
Whoa, pretty good sign.
Well, that's cold water. Basically cold water.
Yeah.
Short big batters.
Yeah, big batters.
Yeah.
So, Reese, I love your shirt.
Thanks. It matches perfectly.
Mustaches make the world a better place.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah. You explain what this week's been like.
Well, it's pretty much been the same as any other week that we've had with baseball, but the hype's a little bit more up because we're going to state, of course. Yeah. But besides that, we've been doing the same stuff that took us this far, and we haven't really changed anything up too much.
Yeah, well, keep it going, buddy. We're rooting like hell. Let's talk about you. How you hitting the ball right now?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, gotta call him like you see him.
Yeah. You gonna argue with him?
I think 4 games ago, Harold and Dave said that baseball has looked like a beach ball right now.
Yeah. Kane Hunter looking pretty good right now, hitting everything.
Well,
I like the way you're hitting the ball the opposite way too. That's big. I mean, that shows you can do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
That's what Ike preaches. Let 2 count, curveball, take the other way.
Absolutely. Get that run in. And you keep getting great job by Reese and Troy setting the table. Because the last 3 games, you've had RBIs in the first inning.
Crazy.
That's huge.
Pretty cool. That getting out to the lead is huge. I mean, that's huge on another team.
That is huge. You know, Reese and Troy are really probably fastest guys on our team, besides any receivers.
Yep.
And, you know, them getting on, they steal base, pass ball, take third, and I just got to put a little blooper out there, hit a deep fly.
Yep. Get it out of here.
You know, I'm looking at the stats on our on-base percentage during the tournament. Troy's at 640. Reese is 440. Caden, 521. Alex, 450. Caden, 565. Gavin, 478. Riggs, 400. Doozy, 285. Reese, 235. Rex, 250.
As a team, we're just under 500. That's on base percentage. Anything?
You know what? That'll get you to state.
We'll get you.
Now we got to figure out how to win that son of a bitch. What do you think?
Yeah. Gotta keep getting on base.
That's right. Yeah. Man, good luck this weekend. We'll be rooting for you.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Footy.
There goes the water. Who's next?
Footy and Gavin Evers. Get up there, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dugout.
These are jerky guys.
Dugout.
Footy ain't stopped smiling. He's unbelievable. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had a hell of a JV season.
Yeah, we did pretty
good.
Yes,
we did. We got a lot of good young kids coming up. So what's it like been on this ride with these boys? A lot of fun?
It's fun.
Yeah. You know, you're a baseball Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dad is a baseball Jones. This has to be, I mean, for the Foot family, not everybody, but there's some things that you're like, I'll be damned. We're still at state.
Yeah, it's a dream come true.
Even being in that
dugout.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I tell you what. Everybody in that dugout, that enthusiasm that you guys bring in, I mean, that these guys feed off that. I mean, everybody's a big part of this team. I mean, it don't matter what you do. Mason coming in and pinch run, Rexy coming in to shut them down for an inning. You know, anything we do, the starters doing their jobs, and the kids inside, and like you, Footy, in there, getting them fired up, screaming, you know, running in there, high-fiving when they come in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember that stuff, and that's you feed off that, and that's what causes us to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Gavin, how's it going?
Good.
You got the greatest hair. Huh? That is some is some set of lettuce.
That's good.
I like it. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
How's what do you think of all this? Pretty awesome?
Pretty fun.
Yeah. It was a great celebration coming home Friday night too, wasn't it?
Yep.
That
fire trucks are awesome.
Fire trucks are awesome. I thought they was going to crank that ladder up and lift you guys up, put you on the roof of the gym. That'd have been cool. Although Chuck would have tipped on fire.
Yeah, something would have happened.
Somebody, Gavin, have fell off or something. Yeah. Yeah. So, how's your, as far as even keel and just staying in the moment? Is that kind of how you approach things?
Yeah.
We got to give me more than that.
Tell us a story.
You got a joke?
No.
You got to have a joke. What are you doing this summer?
Working for the town.
Are you really mowing?
Yep. No. Do the maintenance stuff, so like baseball fields.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. We need people to know what they're doing. We've had some over the years, and that's great. That's really perfect. Good job. And it's also good for your resume.
Summer Acme?
Yep.
You betcha.
We're a little behind the eight ball with that, ain't we? That's good.
We'll be behind a little bit.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
We'll catch up.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you guys stopping up, okay? Give him hell this weekend.
Have some fun, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
How's it going, big fella?
Good.
Good? Yeah. You had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your sister was leading the cheering section over there by our dugout, the Garkey girls and all a whole bunch of really awesome kids.
Yeah. They're a little crazy sometimes.
That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
They were doing softball cheers and all that stuff.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat that.
So, so let's go back to the Montpelier game, okay? You know, a couple errors early by our middle infielders. We regroup. We start, you know, getting in the flow of things. So what do you do to yourself? You just say, I'm making that next damn play. Or how do you go about that?
Just got to keep your mind right, not lose yourself, you know, keep control of your body, make sure you do everything you were taught, fundamentals, really.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you get that next ball.
Yeah.
And worst comes to worst, knock it down, keep it in front of you.
Yeah, I've never seen a kid have a routine ground ball and you boot that sumbitch. And then I'm getting so mad at you. If you go back and listen to the things, I get so goddamn mad at you because I know you're awesome. And then they'll hit a rocket at you. It should take your head off. You pick that up, throw it over first base, all the way across the field, beat me. I'm thinking, no way, man.
You did make a hell of a play at Montpelier.
Oh, the third base?
After an error, he comes up with one hand, fires it across. I'm like,
unbelievable.
Kid's unbelievable.
Was that the one with it?
Not only is he an Adonis, he's the most beautiful human being I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you talk about fans. You got them right here. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was that the one he backhanded? And
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Good luck this weekend, buddy.
Thank you.
Keep
have
it up.
Fun. Have some fun this weekend. Keep hitting.
Next.
Senior boys are in now. These guys are old hat.
They are. They're on all the time.
It's old hat.
I'm going to go on record right now saying Riggs is the greatest catcher we've ever had.
Perry Hall. Tom Hall. Tommy Hall.
What?
Tom Hall.
No.
Okay.
Didn't you hear him on record?
Yeah. You said it.
No. Riggs, Toby.
Chase had a weak arm.
He's unbelievable.
He's always hurt.
I tell you what, we get a scouting report from Coach Kapp. Jerry Kapp goes in. He said these guys are fast. He said we got to shut them down. We can't let them steal bases. First guy takes off. You throw that pitch out, and they never ran again.
No, their leads got a lot smaller though. This guy's.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and Greasy's got the fastest move over to first base of all time.
If he can hit the first baseman.
As long as you don't throw it by the first baseman. But big pickoff there, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it is great to watch you guys.
But you're hitting a cramp out of it right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun time.
As soon as Terman's hit, just something switched and something happened.
It's freaking awesome.
I tell you what, you guys, you're all getting patient. You're not scared to get down in the count. And that's what makes a great hitter, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and the coach was telling me out at St. Joe last Saturday, Friday, whatever that was, that we have guys that if the guy's throwing strikes or swinging at the first pitch, getting a base hit, if he isn't throwing strikes, that same guy and everybody else is going to be sitting there and taking pitches and wearing him out. And you guys, usually one guy's either swinging at the first pitch or taking all the pitches but everybody is doing both when the timing is right. And that's incredible. That's really hard to do.
Yeah,
and everybody on the team is doing the same thing.
When we get down, there's a good chance you're going to strike out, just take as many pitches as you can.
Yep.
Wear them down. We'll get the second guy in the second
time. How many no ball two strikes did we have where somebody ends up either walking or with on the seventh or eighth pitch getting a base hit? There's a bunch of them.
We had a bunch of hits with two strikes.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, keep her going, buddy.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Oh, yeah?
What's our game plan? What's like? What are we leaving Saturday morning, or we leave Friday
Saturday
night?
Saturday at 9, I think.
We got charter buses, or are we taking Yellow?
I think Old Yellow.
Old Yellow's still going.
Yeah.
All right.
We ain't got charter buses.
Cooper Farms.
No one. No charter buses.
What?
Old Yellow.
Yeah. Old Yellow. Jerry Byram. Take him in.
Yep.
Big Jerry. Yeah, you can't take Jerry.
Oh, yeah. If we took a charter bus, Jerry would have to be the driver.
Yeah,
have to be
you driver.
Cannot take Absolutely. Jerry from behind the wheel.
No.
And then you guys, Saturday night, we're staying no matter what the hell happens? We have any idea what?
I would think
no
so.
No idea. And what about Sunday after we win state? We coming back? We staying over?
Coming back.
You're coming back?
Yeah.
Yep, fire trucks, 3 a.m.
Perfect.
Got a vacation to get to.
Where
are
you going?
Panama.
Panama.
All the seniors.
Oh, your seniors. Oh, no wonder you guys all want to get south back. You're going to go see bikinis.
Sunday late, but if we play state, hopefully.
I'm coming back to work.
It'll be Monday.
Sunday's Panama.
Yeah.
Panama City.
Monday.
Should be good.
Monday.
It's going to be Monday.
Yeah.
We playing Sunday.
How is life right now?
Huh? Hey, you got room for a couple fat guys?
You need fat guys go with driver?
We'll drive you down there.
Hey, you need DD? I'm in.
Yeah, they will need one. They'll at least need somebody that's going to stay awake.
How's kind of describe your week and the victory over Lipstick and then the celebration, the whole thing. It just Fort Carter's great.
Yeah, that win was amazing. Just right when that ball went in the air, I looked at Troy and I knew
he was camping under. Come on in.
That's it. We're going to state. It was
celebration time, baby.
You see everyone going straight to Greasy. It was then after awesome. It, taking pictures of everyone, just talking to everyone.
It's pretty cool.
It was amazing. And fire pretty truck. Cool. That was.
Got all your families cool. in there to take pictures with and with the trophy and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Troy, what about you as far as that fly ball's coming to you the last out? Are you like, this is awesome?
Yeah. Right before that, I didn't get a ball the entire game.
And watch it into the glove.
Right before that, Reese was standing right next to me in left field, and he's like, I got a feeling this last one's coming to you. And it was our leadoff guy. We knew he was a good hitter, and I was playing fairly deep. Didn't want anything to get past me.
Sure.
he hit it on the screws, and I was just camping under it, and I was like, wow, like, here we go. I took that ball, I caught it, ran a few feet in, and I chucked that thing straight up in the air, and then kind of stopped for a second, looked around, make sure it wasn't going to hit anybody, and then we celebrated, and I was like, I kind of want that ball.
Absolutely. I was going
to pick up that ball, and then I ended up giving it to Greasy a few minutes later in that, but yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. That is very cool. You've been a pretty good catalyst this throughout the season, no doubt. But tournament time, it's just clicked for you. You know, explain that.
I don't know. I think it's just as season went on, you know, you start seeing more pitches, you get more comfortable with things, you find what you want to do in your swing, and it just came at the right time, and it came at the right time for all of us. And then along with that comes, you know, the thought in your head that this is the last stuff that I'm going to be able to do for full recovery. So, you know, I'm going to do it the best I can and give everything I got.
Man, we need more like guys like you. I mean, we need what you guys are doing now, you know, is all these young kids, like last time when you guys went down and go around and talk to those kids and stuff, you're heroes right now. I mean, these guys are looking up to you, and you're making our program better. I mean, we're going to get really good. We're not going to worry about numbers. You know, they're coming because everybody wants to be like you guys. You know, and I think that's cool as shit.
Yeah, that's something that we're really trying to take away from this too. Is obviously it's awesome. We want to win a state championship bad, but just going to state and having these young kids in the stands, seeing what it is and what it takes to get there, it's going to give them so much urgency, just like I was when I was little and wanted to get there so bad. So it sounds like they had a great weekend at the Coldwater tournament too. So build a powerhouse program. That's what we want.
There we go. Right.
So what was your thoughts when they put, what happened when they put you in the leadoff position? You got on base every time you batted.
Yeah.
As soon as you got in leadoff, you never made an out.
Yeah. I mean, my sophomore year, I hit in the leadoff spot, and then I kind of struggled last season. So I was hitting in like the five hole kind of second leadoff, whatever you want to say thing. So, started in the two hole this year, went to the five hole, and then I just went in the five hole and I started clicking with everything, and they moved me to the one hole whenever Reese kind of got banged up a little bit, and I was able to just keep hitting the ball, and they kept me there, and they put Reese in the two hole, and we're a good 1-2 punch right now. Good punch.
That's an understatement.
Hell of a incredible weekend for the Homans.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good day Saturday. Celebrating, a lot of fun. They're in Cancun right now. A little jealous, but but hey, I'm playing at state baseball.
You're playing state. So yeah, that's exactly right.
You good think Brenna wouldn't trade places to be playing at state? Yeah. She'd get married any day.
Good luck this weekend, boys.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping up. Who we got left, Doozy? How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Do we put these on? No, you don't put them on.
You don't have to. You don't want to.
Even if you want to, doesn't matter.
You getting a ball Friday or Saturday?
Yep.
Hey,
you want that ball?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You talk a little bit about the Mount Pilgrim game, and they was able to pick a couple runs off of you, but you battled your butt off.
Mm-hmm. So, I feel like I've been going more off like coach's philosophy the last couple games. Just throw strikes. Don't worry about striking guys out. Just let the guys behind you make plays, and that's what I've been doing. I mean, we've been shaky at times, but our offense has like really, really been picking us up.
So have you got a scouting report on this team we're playing as far as how you want to pitch them?
Yeah, for the most part. We watched the game the other day at Caden's house, so.
Yeah. And then you look at him and you see, like, you know, you want to throw something off speed here, or is that something that you and Riggs will play out and just kind of, how's that work? Like, how in depth you get about the
kills the you other stay team away lineup from? Or? Well, I will talk about it like before the game a little, like who to like attack more with off speed and who to just like attack with fastballs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, give them hell for Saturday night, buddy.
Yep,
we'll be rooting for you.
Throwing strikes, man.
That's yes, right.
You have a lot to cover with this dude. It was sick seeing you tonight when we came up.
He was.
Was you really sick?
Yeah, I was.
Thrown up.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing now? Good?
I'm good now.
You're champ?
Yes.
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your weekend.
It's been fun. Most fun baseball I've had the entire high school career. Just this tournament run has been so much fun.
Pretty cool.
And go ahead, Fee.
You had I think it was the Mount Pilgrim game. They had two guys on, hit a rocket out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big time play because you don't make that play, it goes all the way to the fence, and we're down 2-0.
Yeah, it was tailing really bad. I kind of got lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you need a little luck. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That was a great play. That was a big time play.
Well, we're glad you're lucky. You I'm pretty sure that's not the answer
stay
to that.
Lucky, but stay lucky.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yep. I like it. Well, good luck this weekend, buddy.
Thank you.
Rex, how the hell are you?
Pretty good. All right. Yep.
Life's good?
Yep. Life's great.
Life's good. Life's good. What are you doing this summer?
I'm working in St. Henry at SS Auto Detailing.
Are you really?
Yep.
Good deal.
You looking for clean vehicles on site? I got one you can clean.
I don't know. I don't think I have the tools for that.
You got her?
No. Nope. I got a hose. That's about it.
You, the celebration and the, you know, it's so cool. You know, we get back Friday night, we got the bus, we got some idiot in a car beeping his horn. That's me and my grandson. So you guys will figure this out. You will figure it out when you get older. But for me and him, you have no idea how freaking how awesome this is. Right now, you guys are, you know, again, but when you get older, it'll mean even more. I'm telling you. Ask your dad that.
Yeah, sure, know? Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because for me, so we go to school, we drive around, fall on a bus. My grandsons are
going
just
crazy.
Absolutely fire up.
Going crazy.
We pull in. Here comes freaking Troy giving them high fives. Like, Troy! You know, yeah. I'm like, you know, it's really cool stuff.
It's amazing stuff. Boy.
So here's one for you. So we're playing Montpelier, right? And we're heading seventh inning or something. You're in right field. Tiny's kids, my grandsons.
Fence
there's like
up.
Six of them little shits laying along the fence, screaming his name. Rats, rats. Yeah. He looks there, waves his glove at him. They just high-fiving each other.
Yeah, they went nuts. They were yelling and screaming out there.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I said, boy, shut up. He gets a fly ball. He's waving at you guys. We're going to
be in trouble.
We're going to be in trouble. But you give the old tip of the glove.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Keep it up, my friend. Big fella.
Have fun, fellas.
Gavin. You are playing at the highest level. You got a great haircut.
My mom gave it to me tonight.
She's probably listening to you.
Yep.
Hi, Mom. How you doing? Great haircut.
Did good.
She always cut your hair?
Yeah.
Does she really?
Yep.
Think she can do some of this lid?
Maybe.
Ain't much there, boys.
Get that Amish bowl out.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Talk about your week.
It's been exciting.
Yeah.
It's something that you kind of dream of, but, you know, past 3 years, you never thought it was going to come true.
Yeah.
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 Tell you what, a lot of hard work. You guys all did.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work. Kim Wendell or somebody had it in there where you guys were young. In Little League.
Yeah.
You know, they got pictures of that, and then they got pictures of you from this last weekend, and that's just some cool stuff. I tell you what, it's neat to look back and see. But all that hard work started to pay off.
Yeah.
Kind of neat.
Well, we got a few more days here to work hard, get ready. But from Fort Recovery Radio, from that guy over there, from this peckerhead right here, myself, we cannot thank him enough.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Not just for the ride that we're on and for this.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun for you guys. It's like so much fun for us, too. It's so cool to watch you guys.
But listen when we talk about this, because if you guys were a bunch of peckerheads or... But you are Fort Recovery, you know? You're exactly what we stand for, and that is great kids, work their butts off, friendly to everybody, and things happen to good
giving
people.
Giving back and going to the Little League stuff and all that kind of...
There's all the cold water
game. That means everything to those kids. That means everything to those kids. You can't imagine what that means. Well, maybe you can, because probably some of them were there 8 and 10 years ago when we were down at State and those guys did that, but still, it's
great. Wish you luck this weekend, boys. Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping
up. Let's go 2-0.
Why
not?
We are going to take a break. Come right back. We're going to recap this weekend coming up.
Yep.
The Fort Recovery Indians are going to Akron, boys, and we will be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good job, Troy.
Hello, Troy.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Miracle Lanes is closed for the summer and will reopen on Thursday, August 15th. We'll all miss their great food, but be patient. They'll be back in August, and we can all enjoy their pizza, subs, wings, and all their other delicious food then. Again, Miracle Lanes is closed for their summer break, and they'll reopen on Thursday, August 15th. Corey and Jared and all the gang at Miracle Lanes say, go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We've been waiting a year, and now it's here. The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 9th from 4 to 7. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, and lots more, 12 flavors in all to choose from. Besides the awesome ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy some on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 on Sunday, June 9th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with the beautiful carillon bells. The Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball Tournament is coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th at the Wendelline Sports Club. On Friday night, the festivities begin at 6 with jumpy houses. Then at 7, it'll be Cosmic Bingo and the Sawyer 500 NASCAR treadmill races. Krispy Kreme donuts will be available to purchase all evening, and DJ Russell Bergman will start playing his party music at 8 o'clock. At dusk, they'll be sending lanterns to our family and friends in heaven, and lanterns will also be available for you to decorate and send messages to. On Saturday, Krispy Kreme donuts will be available again, and Sawyer's grandma, Sandy Overman, will sing the national anthem scheduled for 9:45 a.m. Then the wiffle ball tournament will start at 10. All ages are welcome to play, so get your team signed up now. Go to their social media pages for details. There will be food trucks all day, the jumpy houses will be around again all day, and you can check out the live, silent, and bucket auction items all day, with the live auction beginning at 8. There will also be a horseshoe tournament, face painting, and lots more fun, and Maura and the boys will be playing from 9 to midnight. It'll be a huge weekend with lots of activities for all ages. Don't miss this great event, raising money for the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park, coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th at Wendelline Sports Club.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
I got a lot of young kids. They're going to be back. I'm telling you.
Not this year.
This purple team from Fort Montgomery is headed back.
I love it. Indians punch their ticket to the Akron. I don't know where the hell we're playing. Akron someplace. Where are we playing at?
University of Akron? University of Akron. I got the paper writer from the Finley Courier says, good luck, Indians.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's all right.
I thought I had it lined up to catch that last out, but a little too touchy.
Just by it, yep.
Absolutely. What's his name, Spencer? The Crestview guy,
AD? Yep, Crestview AD is Austin Fleming. Yep. He's a good guy. So he was listening the whole time. So
we got a big weekend coming up. So Friday, we got the Sawyer Overman.
Yep.
So let's everybody get out there, spend a lot of money. We have the bingo. We got a send-off. The team's coming out to there, correct?
Yeah, I think they are.
And then, from what I understand, you're going to we're going to announce them. And
yeah, I think we're going to announce them.
This is after bingo?
I think so, yeah.
Because bingo is, they upped it bingo to 6.
Yeah, I think so it's after bingo, and then we'll announce the line or the team.
Yep.
And then coaches and team, the whole shooting match, and get them fired up. You ready to go on Saturday morning?
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. We at 4 Recovery Radio, you know, we thank all you guys for listening. The sponsors who just, you know, we got great sponsors throughout the year, and we thank you guys for sticking with us. Mm-hmm. We know we're not professionals. We know
by
that.
By any means.
Which is why people like us.
Yeah, I think that might be too.
Might be a little bit.
You know, we do the best we can. We root like hell for the purple.
Yep.
We love the purple.
And one thing, folks, everybody be safe going to Akron.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in no hurry, you know, and just. We've got all day to get there. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. Fee?
I can't wait.
Spency?
It's going to be a good one, man.
It's going to be a good one.
And, you know, every time we have either the sectional or the district or regional, we think, man, we're doing okay. If we win this one, it'll be just fine.
Yep.
And just one game at a time, man. And those kids are just... Well, they're overachievers, man.
Yeah, and they all say the right thing because they believe it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They absolutely, you know, we just take it one pitch at a time. You know, we make, like you talk about the Alex Garkey, you know, he makes an error there, but makes you see the smile on his face. Play. You know, he's just a cool kid who's an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that really got me was, I was talking to somebody, I don't remember if it was the Montpelier game or the Lipsick game, but I said, you know, our guys are just getting on base. And I went back and looked through the on-base percentage,
468. Yeah.
And we're not, if it's a fielder's choice, that's an out, that's an at-bat. If it's a sacrifice, it's not an at-bat. But walks, hit by pitch, whatever it might be, errors and hits, you know, we're doing great.
Yeah, hitting the ball.
We're almost half the time we're on base.
Yeah.
91 out of 201 at-bats. Somebody, our guy is on base.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat.
So what we'd like to do somehow, and we'll have to figure out how we can do this, even if it's possible, is figure out a way that after we win state, Sunday night, I can go out there and interview those kids. Is it possible, or do you have anybody else in mind who would?
We don't have anybody else in mind.
Because we did it.
There's That'd somewhere in that cool. those things I gave you is the things that you're allowed to do and when you're allowed to do them. You're not allowed in the. I did kind of glance
through.
There's
a press room.
Yeah, the after game.
They probably get first chance.
After game interviews will be on the. Concourse or mezzanine or something after the game. You're not supposed to go down on the field. No media is allowed down there, but they'll come up and do stuff, and obviously we'll have probably priority with our players.
Sure. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, we'll surely do something Monday.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, if they come back Sunday. They're coming back, so we won't do nothing Monday.
You don't think?
Not if they're leaving for a senior trip.
Well, I never thought about that. Yeah. They're all going to get out.
So they're all out of there.
Yeah,
so.
I never thought about that.
We'll do everything we can to do that, and that'll be.
Yeah.
And you can do it on your phone, and call us up there, and we can hook it into the.
I'm telling you right now, we're winning Saturday. We are going to win.
Yeah. I think so too.
And we're going to be in a state final Sunday night,
and we're going to beat Rushi on Sunday.
Yeah. Or Berlin, it don't matter.
Yeah, we don't
matter. Raymond.
No, but we will win Saturday night.
I think so.
We're not afraid of anybody.
No. I feel pretty good about us.
We want to thank Hal McCoy, who
we love that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he's going to come by at the press box.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's not like I don't know how it's set up.
It could be impossible to get to him, and maybe it'll be simple.
No, absolutely.
It's
simple. So
it's probably going to be very similar to when we played at the Dayton Dragons.
That's what I thought too.
Where it looks like there's a decent-sized press box, but at the Dayton Dragons, they gave us a suite.
Yeah.
So we can go out there and do whatever we want to.
Knowing
so.
How, if he's anywhere near us, he'll come.
Oh, he'll find us. Yeah.
He'll find us.
Yep.
Well, boys, I'm fired up.
Let's finish this weekend.
I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
You do.
I get goosers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Those kids.
Yep. You know, when you're our age, it's hard to get goosers. There ain't too many things that can happen.
Now, you know what I really like is now you guys are almost as optimistic as I was all during the season.
Yeah.
You're almost that optimistic.
Oh, we sucked.
We did.
Oh, Jesus. Huh?
We did, but we had potential.
Yeah. Troy, some of them poor guys, we just abused them.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
They can't hit. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you make that play?
Yeah.
Why can't he make that play? Next thing I know, they're making every play and banging the ball everywhere.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is absolutely awesome.
Amazing.
Amazing. You gonna argue with him?
I love it. You are amazing.
Our guys drum bass all the time.
You talk about how great the kids they are, but their parents are just tremendous.
Oh yeah.
How fired up was that bus?
Oh my God.
First of all, they're absolutely hammered.
Oh, they're hammered.
I love it.
Having a blast.
Oh yeah. I can't get enough of it.
That kid sitting up there on that fire truck singing the fight song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Damn, you can't beat that.
It's beautiful.
Can't beat
that. Driving around town, hundreds of people out.
That is so love fun.
It. Well, boys.
It never gets old.
Let's go to Akron. Want to?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
I mean, now.
I'm
we get up early.
What the hell? We got Sawyer.
We have to take care of that.
You guys announcing the bingo stuff?
Yep. We got the bingo on Friday night.
And I don't know, I know a lot of people had things going on that came up, and now, like, some graduation parties, and there's some open spots that I saw on Facebook for the Cosmic Bingo.
Yeah.
They may have those filled, but if they don't, get on there and fill them, because you're going to, you guys do such a great job with that crazy stuff.
Gotta get our chicken dinner tickets from.
Well, they were on sale tonight. You talking about for when?
Oh, they will have. Jubilee. They will.
Yeah.
If I'm out there making all these chicken dinners and I don't have one,
they will have some.
How many you want?
Probably two.
Cooper's. We sell them at Cooper's. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
They were saying tonight on Insight that they had gone to the banks and gotten the tickets back. They need to get the numbers in, but they're going to have. I think they said 30, 40, 50 for sale at the Taste of the Town. But if you, that starts at 5. If you get there at 5:30, they'll be gone, probably. So get a hold of somebody. You can go on their Facebook page and message them.
Cooper's has them. I'll just have you give me some.
Yeah, the employees, we can get
them.
I'll
find out if Cody and Kelsey are anybody.
Yeah, let me know.
Yep.
So this is our last show of the year. Once again, we have Wayne IGA Wayne.
I take care of.
Yeah, Wayne IGA
Adriana.
Yeah, awesome.
Everyone we can't thank those guys enough for sponsoring us.
Absolutely.
All of our guests throughout the year who for some reason come up here on Wednesday nights with us for an hour.
Cheat a little crap with.
Yep.
Can't
beat
it.
Neil for just every Wednesday. You know, we come up here. We it's unbelievable. We come up here. We talk sports. We laugh. We're very fortunate.
Do stupid stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Some fun.
And people actually listen to it. I don't get it.
You know
what? I absolutely don't get it.
You're positive and you're fun.
Well, once again, it's been another great year. How many years is this?
This is a lot.
We're about 10. November will be 10 years.
Double digits coming up next year.
Next year will be 10 years of Bubba and Fee. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee.
And by that time, we will have our FM station on the air almost for sure.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. There's some things.
Probably catch the Little Leaguers.
I'm sure they haven't approached us yet, but we've done that every year, so why wouldn't we do it now?
I like going down there and watching the kids.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Well, and that's where I get to see some of these, kids
that's where
playing,
they came from.
You can see this kid's going to be good. That kid's going to, he can't hit, but he can sure play the field, or this kid can't play the field, but he can sure hit, it's just a lot of fun to see those kids, man. And you guys do a great job with that.
Man, we had a lot of fun at Colwar this weekend. We had eight Little League tournaments there.
Yeah.
So we opened it up on Friday night. I think we played the first game. So the 8U team plays Coldwater. We beat the crap out of them. We go down to Diamond 4 is Marcus and Jimmy Wendell's kid. And they're in X-Trains with Salina. So it's 6-5. We're getting beaten in ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get a run. I can't remember. Wish I could remember these kids' names. Somebody leads off with an infield single. Next kid bunts him. The pitcher picks it up, throws it down right field. Now we got him on second, third. The place, now you got to remember,
there's a game right after. So Walpauk is playing like Coldwater.
Yep.
So you got all those parents, got all those people. So these little leaguers are playing in front of about 500 people who are just going crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
So to make a long story short, it's a tie ball game. Marcus is up. Bill's Marcus. Yep. Curtis is Marcus. He hits a slow roller back to the mound. A guy dives to take him out at first. Safe. So they won that game. Kids were fired up, you know. And then, the 8U team come back and they beat. Who did we beat Saturday? We beat Coldwater again. They had two teams, and then we beat Minster in the final. So there's a lot of good young kids coming up.
That kind of stuff.
And another team was in the finals on, but it got rained out. So two of our four teams were in the finals.
In the finals.
And there's, I was talking to Toby. There's 39 teams in that tournament.
No kidding.
Whoa. 39.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, it's just neat, though. And I really believe, like, when you play in games like that and you have all those people out there, that builds that moxie where you play when you get older. You're not scared when you go play these packed houses. Bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't bother me a bit. I've been in front of these crowds before. It's no big deal.
Yep.
That's how you win.
Yeah. And especially when you get a little confidence.
Oh, yeah.
And then and you get on base, and then the next guy
all of a sudden
builds off of that.
Starts rolling.
And you can see that it just multiplies itself.
Got some text here. I just looked my phone.
Perry Hall.
Perry.
Make sure they win Saturday, because I will be there Sunday for the final.
Yes, really? Sir.
Perry said, coming home.
Wow.
And then if they win, storm the field. They can't stop you. Storm the field.
I love it.
Kathy Etzler, of course, she's good luck to the Indians.
Go Indians.
You know, she's, you know, Coldwater lost a heartbreaker, but, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to have them down there, and we could be cheering each other on. Yep. Man, that'd been awesome.
Yeah, that's right. But, once again, thank you. Our last show of the year. Yep. We appreciate you guys listening to us. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
See you next year.
The owner, operator, and all-around neat bird, Neil Spencer. We will be in Saturday at 4 o'clock. Fee and Calpe.
Hey, make sure you text me. I love doing all those shout-outs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Text the big Fee if you can't make it.
Fee and Calpe,
We sure would love to have you.
We'd love to have everybody there.
That's right.
Yep.
We will see you guys Saturday night. Have a good one.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.